Sound Under Fire. These are the first pictures of America's great naval victory in the Pacific. Army, Navy, and Marine planes, cooperating with the fleet, surprise a Jap invasion force sent to capture strategic Midway Island, stepping stone to Hawaii and the North American continent.
Fought just 6 months after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Midway is considered the turning point for the United States in the Pacific theater. In his opening remarks, Base Executive Officer Dave Yasso said the battle shifted the momentum, transforming the U.S. Navy from a defensive force to an offensive one.
Although American aircraft carriers were outnumbered 4-3, we equaled in air power with aircraft from those three carriers and land-based aircraft at Midway. Our naval aviators were able to launch an offensive attack on the Japanese carriers at their most vulnerable moment, determining the outcome of the battle.
Japan targeted Midway in order to eliminate the American carriers in the aftermath of the Battle of Coral Sea that May, which was considered a tactical victory for Japan, but a strategic win for the U.S.
In this special place, we remember the battle that marked the beginning of the age of carrier aviation, and we take time to honor those who have gone before us.
Guest speaker was Rear Admiral Michael White, commander of the Naval Education and Training Command aboard NAS Pensacola. He said the key was Navy cryptographers breaking the Japanese code, which referred to an objective being sought by its fleet as Alpha Foxtrot, or AF.
The commanding officer of Midway was directed to send an uncoded message on an open frequency indicating that the installation's water distillation plant had suffered damage and that fresh water was needed immediately. Shortly after the transmission, an intercepted Japanese intelligence report indicated Alpha Foxtrot is short of water. So by the end of May, the U.S. Navy knew approximately the date, but they knew the place of the Japanese attack.
Armed with that information, Admiral Chester Nimitz reinforced the atoll while sending other forces to the Aleutian Islands. White says the Americans were able to meet the Japanese with air power.
And during a few short hours, four enemy carriers were lost. Nearly 300 Japanese aircraft went down, and they lost 100 experienced carrier pilots. Midway had been defended successfully, and to close, I ask that we take the time to remember. Remember those who had the courage and the audacity to defend against all odds and to persevere.
In closing, White said that the legacy that sprang from Midway reaches across all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces.
As I look into the faces of the new sailors, soldiers, Marines, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen here today, I see the same light that must have been in the eyes of those young men in Midway. It is the light of freedom, and I'd hear to tell you that it shines very brightly in our military.
My job was, I was in the air crew, but I didn't fly that day. I was scheduled to fly, but I didn't go. I was supposed to go the second flight.
Wiley Bartlett was a 19-year-old bombardier, gunner, and navigator whose aircraft was aboard the carrier USS Hornet. Now approaching his 91st birthday, Bartlett says the victory at Midway opened the door for the island hopping by U.S. ground forces.
Midway was a turning point of the United States war against Japan. I lost a lot of friends in there. We knew that was probably the last battle we'd get in, you know. That's real important.
Below, a blazing enemy cruiser fatally hit, maneuvering to get away. Dazed by the unexpected sea and air assault, the Japs seek desperately to escape. The toll, 18 Japanese ships, cruisers, carriers, and destroyers, crippled like this or sent to the bottom. A blow more than equal to the defeat Japan suffered in the Battle of the Coral Sea.
One senior Japanese official said at Midway, the United States avenged Pearl Harbor. Japan's loss of its aircraft carriers would come back to haunt it at Guadalcanal, America's first major land offensive in the Pacific, which began 2 months after Midway. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.